fear of the mind that forecasting the weather is hard, try predicting ozone pollution levels. It's a complex interplay of emissions and meteorology. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on how one Penn State undergrad is helping to make Philadelphia's ozone forecast more accurate.
Ozone forms when other pollutants from cars or power plants, for example, react in sunlight. It's hazardous to breathe in, so forecasters like Penn State's Amy Huff try to figure out when levels will be high so that they can warn people to stay inside.
Since about the early 2000s, nitrogen oxides and other pollutants have been steadily decreasing in our part of the country.
That's good news, of course, but it's also meant that the models developed to predict ozone no longer work. The team completely abandoned them in 2011 because they failed so miserably. That's where Penn State senior Lexi Hurt comes in.
I started with a large amount of ozone predictor variables, as we call them, which include things such as the temperature, the sky cover, strength of the wind.
Last summer, she whittled a list of more than 60 factors down to fewer than 10, and then used those to build a new model.
For me to be able to let people know in advance when they should remain inside on days that have high ozone and could potentially affect them and send them to the hospitals, it's an honor, and it's been a lot of fun.
She'll be putting her model to the test this summer at the Penn State Forecast Office when it's used to help compile Philadelphia's Daily Air Quality Index. After that, she's headed to Texas for grad school, where she plans to continue her study of how pollution and weather combine to affect all of us on the ground. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.